from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So this week we're going to talk about something that I am very, very interested in, and Nigel is prepared to indulge me in it. And dear listener, I hope you are too. And it's all about audience insight. And the reason I am really interested in it is because I have a background in journalism, and we talk in learning a lot about marketing. And obviously there's a lot of audience segmentation there in marketing. But actually this I'm coming at this from more of a journalistic background and way of thinking. And it's actually to do with deep understanding of who your audience or audiences are and being able to extract data from them that gives you insight, that enables you to really kind of align your learning activities with the needs of employees, to get the kind of employee voice in what you're doing, and to make the learning resources or whatever your learning strategy involves have as much impact and value as possible. That is why I'm interested in it. Does that all make sense, Nigel?
It makes huge sense. And it's very interesting that that form of data doesn't come up much in the data gathering activities in L&D. They talk about gathering data on the response to the content, whether people, sadly, whether people like the content, whether they understood it, whether they complete it, all of those things. But the whole of the whole of the attitude stuff is really important, because in my naive belief that if you are demotivated or you can't see why you have to do something and your attitude is negative, the learning will be non-existent or marginal. So it's really important. And I suppose if you start with the insights, you don't finish with the insights. You get an idea of the audience and what they can cope with and what they expect, and you try and meet those expectations. That's much more likely to lead to success. And if the environment is really difficult and hostile, that you work on the environment before you start shoveling stuff down people's throats. So these things are really obvious, but it needs to be said. So I think you're absolutely right, Martin. Where is the voice of the learner in all of this? Not, you know, in the BBC, we talk about the voice of the viewer and listener. And people went to great lengths to try to understand the nature of the changing nature of the viewer and listener. And it's changing in organizations. And people assume they know, but I'm not sure they do.
I think, yeah, I would go one step further. I think a lot of listeners, a lot of learning teams would counter and say, well, of course we go and try and understand the needs of our users, because we want to create learning initiatives that meet those needs. So I think that of course that has to happen. But for me, it's like, well, what happens next? I think this is the really interesting piece, because actually you then have a whole slew of data that is exactly what you've just said. It might be completions, or it might be page views. It might be dwell time. It might be test answer, or, you know, response, or all sorts of things. But actually, what about asking, okay, so, you know, how relevant was this to the job that you're doing, or where you're trying to get to, or have you been able to actually act on anything using this information? And how did you act on it? What did you do with it? You know, what does that look like? How does it land? And I think, you know, that can work for individuals. It's really interesting for managers and teams. And then you scale it up, don't you? So we're talking about what is called, you know, qualitative data collection. You're actually speaking to people. And I think, you know, that you can take samples of your cohorts that are being given certain types of learning interventions. So you don't have to start interviewing hundreds or thousands of people to get a view on what's actually happening. But what you do get is an understanding of the context. And I think it's the context which is, as you say, critically important. And I think that's the other thing here is, this is what excites me, is it's all about the organisation and the culture in that organisation. It's not the same in every organisation. So actually, and learning teams know this. It's just that the thing that works here won't necessarily work here. But actually, we talk about learning as a whole in terms of the trends that affect everyone. And in actual fact, it's everything is to do with the context in which your employees work. And that voice becomes really important if you want to tell the stories of success around learning, for example. You know, you go and talk to people, you suddenly find your advocates. And then you can say to them, well, could you share, you know, how you're using what you're using, for example. And also you're collecting data which feeds into impact and value. And you're also looking at learning through the lens of continuous improvement if you do this kind of, you know, data collection. And for me, it's like, well, why wouldn't you be doing it? And I think it's really interesting. What you've said is that, and I think, you know, teams generally collect quantitative digital data, don't they? They might do NPS type scores, but actually, I suppose my question here would be, well, what would you really need to know about how that is landing? And what kind of impact data would you really like to get from people to be able to share with your stakeholders? And then why not, you know, frame some questions that would give you some of those answers? I think that's where I would be focusing my attention.
Completely agree with you. I think that there needs to be a complete rethink of how we understand context, how fast context changes, and the reaction of the learners, so that you call it customer voice. It's basically, that's what it is, customer voice. And I think no company, no manufacturing company, no service company would be without insights from customer voices, and a lot more sophisticated insights than NPS deliver, which is a very blunt instrument. And in learning, we're kind of nowhere near that. We're still totally tied down on the floor with stakes through our heart around Kirkpatrick's levels 1 and 2. And I just think we've got to bury that and move on. And this is one modern way of doing it, using the techniques that are well and truly tried and tested. We're not talking about inventing anything. We're just talking about applying something that is already invented and creating a real three-dimensional customer voice, so that you get a real sense of what's working and what isn't. And I can't believe there's a executive team on this planet who, when you present, this is the deep analysis of how this is being received and what the impact is on the organization, they're going to say, oh, no, just tell us whether they liked it or not. I think you're on to a different level of engagement. Mm. That's what's important. So, Martin, you're onto something. You're definitely onto something.
Well, I think it's interesting to get your thoughts on it. And I think I would end actually on one thing that I heard a few years ago at a conference, when someone in the room said they had started a new role, and it was, I think, learning was new to the organization. And they spent 6 months talking to people in the business about, you know, their challenges and what they needed. And after 6 months, she was perceived as being like a really influential, important person. But she hadn't actually delivered anything.
Yeah.
She just spent her time talking and listening and trying to understand, you know, what was needed in the organization. And for me, that's where this type of approach is very powerful, because actually, if you have members of your team asking these questions, you're then seen as being very proactive. You're just engaging with people because you want to find out how you can improve what you're doing. And then you are that person that you just described, who can go back to senior stakeholders and say, I can tell you with confidence that this is happening, this is needed, we're doing this, but that's not hitting the mark. You know, to be aligned with these business goals, we need to adjust this. Yes. That's one way of doing it. So I think, yeah.
It's all good stuff.
I think it's an area that people should be thinking about more.
I do. And when in a couple of years' time, everybody is thinking about this and it's totally taken for granted, we can just say, remember where you heard it first. And it was on From Scratch, July 2023. Martin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Nigel. From Scratch.